Day two and round two of Fürth Café Vienna's cupping session here at Coffee Mumbo Jumbo's HQ in southwest London. So yesterday I cupped from three different continents. Fürth Café has invested in five new coffees from last season. He's no longer got what he had last season. He's got new coffees, and that's very exciting in itself. So today, still got one from Africa, but not from Rwanda, this time from Ethiopia. I've got the Kaffa Forest. It's a heirloom variety. Because there were only two new ones, although I did receive five packages of differently roasted coffees and different coffees, one of them is a blend, which I don't really want to cup. So, as I said, the Ethiopian Kaffa Forest is on the cupping table today, and from India, Elk Hill Farm. That's a Katura and SL9 variety. But two is only a pair, and three makes for a much nicer circle of friends here on the cupping table at Coffee Mumbo Jumbo's HQ. So I took from yesterday's cupping table, I took the Indonesian Java Jumpit. This is a Java Typica variety onto the table as well. And I've had some fun just smelling the dry beans, obviously, and I just enjoyed it. Well, I'm repeating myself, but of course I laid them out on a clean kitchen towel before I do anything else. So I'm now at minute 30 after everything's been done. It's crust has been broken, of course. Lovely steep coming off and lovely aroma coming off every single one of these cups. Of course, I've done two cups of each coffee. That really is a minimum, just in case there might be a little defect or something. Now, clean they are, clean as a whistle. They are just lovely, all of them. And then I did the same exercise that I did yesterday. After I've actually exercised my palate, and I did find it very hard today to distinguish between these three. I'm sure they are very distinct. It might just be that my palate today is not up to scratch. Having said that, what I also did, I repeated my exercise from yesterday, and blindly I moved the back row this time around a little bit. And why did I move the back row around? Because I'm a very observant person. On the first row, I did cup one cup more and more and more, so there was less in it, and I would have definitely picked up on that little indicator, and I didn't want to do that. But I'm very proud to say that I did yet again distinguish them all. So why did I distinguish them all? Because I think that the Ethiopian Kaffa Forest definitely has kind of a deep cocoa, but when it cooled down, it also had a lovely darker fruit of the forest kind of coming through, which really came through as it cooled down more. A beautiful, beautiful coffee. Of course, I do know the Kaffa Forest, again, roasted by other people, so it'll be really interesting to also see how that Kaffa Forest behaves when it's brewed on in the AeroPress or the V60, and then, of course, in as an espresso and a milk-based drink, which it takes the milk very nicely. At least I have that memory of the Kaffa Forest that I've had before, which, again, admittedly, was roasted darker then Fürth Café. And again, all these roasts are pretty much the same color. And I can really see where he's kind of doing his, he's really very particular on his curve. And I've watched him roast before. And if anything, I can always detect on all of this at the very end, this tiny bit of smokiness, which is reminiscent or reminds me of Monmouth coffees. So, you know, some people like that. It's not overpoweringly so smoky, but there's definitely, when you kind of close your lips and you exhale through your nose, you can feel this kind of smokiness coming through. Now, back to these coffees on the table. The Indonesian, yes, I think I got back from yesterday, this kind of lovely, mellow, rounded feeling, quite light on the mouth. And now for a new one, the Indian Elk Hill. Again, it was in the dry state, it smelled a bit spicy. And actually, I tell you what, yesterday I went to an Indian restaurant, Dosa, and I had a chicken korma, which is supposed to be not too spicy, but it was spicier than I wanted to. So maybe, just thinking aloud now, maybe that's why my palate wasn't up to scratch today. But I can't be too hard on myself, because I distinguished these three again blindly after having accustomed my palate to them knowingly. So quite a good exercise to do for everybody who wants to. So back to the Indian Elk Hill. Yeah, I found it that it was a bit, it had kind of a spice. I'm very bad at really pinpointing what spice and what flavor, other than kind of really obvious ones. There are definitely subtleties in them, and they're all really lovely. So now the next exercise to do really is to, I don't want to really go head to head, but if I was going to put my neck out and choose one of those on a cupping table that I like best, I do like the Kaffir Forest a lot. And the other two, and the Indian, actually, I can't choose. They're all fantastic. And the proof's going to be in the pudding, in different brewing methods. And obviously, the Rocket R58. What can it do? And then see what the blend, which has got some of these coffees in there, Fürth Café didn't tell me which ones it is, what that's going to taste like. Again, a big thanks to Vienna from London.